Today I'm going to give you an overview of the communications section within Simplero. Now keep in mind this is not going to be a detailed intro to this area. If you have specific questions, I do encourage you to check out our guides where you will find instructions on how to create broadcasts, how to manage support tickets, manage email templates, and that sort of thing. But I do want to give you a quick overview of it right now. So that you are familiar with the area. So the communication section is where you manage your broadcasts, and if you have the internal support tickets function turned on, that's where you will manage it as well. So the broadcast section, when you go there, is going to look like this. It's going to show you any emails that you have set up in draft form. Once you have them queued up for delivery, you would also have a queued section here. And then any emails that have previously been sent will show up in your delivered section here. Now, if you click on the subject name of a draft email, that is going to take you into the email itself where you'll be able to edit it. This is exactly what it looks like when you create a broadcast. You've got the basic information. You have the option to put in your recipients. You can edit the body of your email. If we click on that, I'm going to give you a quick view of that. So you can see from there, you can edit your subject. You can edit the body. You can release auto-publish pages as long as your recipients are set up already. And then you've got also from the broadcast editing screen, the ability to schedule a delivery. So you can do it immediately, or you can select a future time and then save those changes. Excuse me. You can also send yourself a preview of it. You've got that option over here. You can preview it as one of your customers. If you want to send out a similar or identical email, you can always duplicate it. You can delete it. And then it will tell you a little bit about the links and does a little bit of link checking. When you're ready to send it out, you can also upload attachments to it. Then when you're ready to send it out, you just hit the blue queue for delivery button. And then now you will see in my broadcast screen here, I've got a draft email, a queued email, and a delivered email. If you click on a delivered email, it's going to be really similar. It's going to show you the same types of things, but it's also going to give you the statistics about the email. But it will also show you the recipients, does the little spam check, gives you a preview of the body of it. You can send yourself a preview. You can duplicate it. You can also then resend it to people who maybe weren't on that list when you originally sent out the email. That's what the resend to missing is. You can also resend it to people who didn't open the email. And then you can download activities about it. You can also click this copy email body, and that is going to copy the coding for the email body, which will include any text or images that you have there. And then you can always use that to create an email in your email library, which you find under automations. And you can find out more about that in our guides section. And then you can remove the web version of the email if you wanted to. So that is the broadcast section. Related to that would be the email templates section. And here is where you can add a template or you can duplicate ones that are already here, set what your default one is, view them, make edits as you need to. Again, you can find more information on how to do that in our guides. Now this area here underneath communication is a support tickets area. You will only have access to this if you've turned on the support tickets in your account settings found down here. So again, check out your guides on how to do that. But it does give you an email address here of where to forward your company's support email address to. And so then that way those emails get filtered into here, into your support ticket section. So for example, if you have help@simplero.com as your support email address, then you would set up forwarding of help@simplero.com to go to this email address that you see here. And then the tickets will show up here. You can click on them And it's going to look exactly as if you are submitting a help ticket to Simplero. So you can read the message that your customer sent to you. You can respond to them. If you have more than one admin in your account, if you just select this private message box, then you can write a message in it and assign it to the other admin in your account, and then click save and keep open. And it will let that other admin know that there's a message for them to respond to. Once you have solved the ticket, you can, of course, click the save as solved. If you're waiting for the customer to get back to you, you can save it as pending. You can also, from this side here, see who that submitter is, a little bit about them. You can see their recent purchases. You can add in notes if you want to, and then you'll see any other tickets that they've also sent you. So that is this import tickets area. Again, you can find out more about how to use those, how to turn them on, and how to work them within our settings section. And you will find all of that information in our guides.